This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Backpacking Podcast. As always, John Kelly here with the king of Kentucky backpacking himself, Mr. Jeremiah Stringer. Jeremiah, man. So I was on Instagram.
Yeah.
And brother, I saw the picture of you on your throne.
I was going to ask if you saw that.
I did. That you want to explain that picture to everybody?
Yeah, if everybody goes to my Instagram, they could see it. It's a recent post, but I was backpacking with Jason, and we talked about this last week of our trip and everything. If you missed that episode, it was a ton of fun, but Jason said, hey, dude, you got to hop up there and let me get a picture and definitely show this to John. This is Jeremiah out in the wild, sitting as the king of Kentucky backpacking, sitting on his throne in Red River Gorge. So I said, All right, we'll snap that picture. That'd be a fun one to show John.
It was hilarious, man. It was absolutely hilarious. And definitely a great picture. Maybe we'll show that later on in the episode. But we do have to show the results of our poll from this past week, because we put out a poll. And with having Jason on, you know that means we're going to talk about wag bags because of Jason's absolute disdain for wag bags. And what we found was most of you agree with Jason. We said, how about pooping? Death to all wag bags or use a wag bag when required. And it's overwhelmingly anti-wag.
Yeah, and I wish that we could look on Spotify on these polls and see where the people are located that vote. Because I'd be curious to see. I think a large portion of our viewership is out west. I'm pretty sure like California is one of our top in the U.S. people that listen.
It's crazy. So, All right, Jason's on here right now. He just saw the results of this, and of course he's saying, let me pull off the thing here real quick so you guys can see this. But Jason, yes, 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 yes. I'm not even sure why it's that big, but
it's very, very important. I tried to put a third option on there and it wouldn't save for me. I think some people had already started voting, but it said Jason just needs to eat a Snickers. I'd like to see how many people.
Jason just needs to eat a Snickers. I love it. So we have quite the guest on today. And I do want to bring him on. Before we do, there were some comments made last week. And we do pay attention when people say things on here, don't we, Jeremiah?
Yeah, we try to sometimes.
We really do care about what you guys have to say. Oh, gosh. Jason says, I'm a man of the people. Oh, my.
Truth.
Oh, my. Anyways, so with all that said, I want to go ahead and bring back, for the first time in season, whatever season this is. Are we in season six now?
Season six, baby.
Season six. The ticker is back. And so it is there on the bottom of the screen. And the fake news is a-flowing today. And with that said, I say it's time we bring in our special guest for this episode. What do you think, Jeremiah?
Absolutely, man. I see the comments are already piling up, and we got like a bunch of people watching live right now. I'm curious what all they have to ask him.
Yeah, well, let's bring him in. Mr. Ben McMillan with incredible skin tone, might I add.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
How's it going, man?
Doing pretty good. Fantastic.
Dude, let me ask you real quick, what do you have in the background hanging behind you? I don't know, John,
did you guys catch that?
I just now saw it. That is awesome. It's Jeremiah Stringer merch.
Yeah, I got a bunch of t-shirts in the background with your face on it.
Oh my gosh, I see I got a full beard. Oh, John's got the beardless Jeremiah.
For those people who are online listening right now, behind Ben, he's got a bunch of t-shirts hanging up with Jeremiah's bearded face all over it. And I'm holding up my awesome fanny pack that has Jeremiah's face all over it as well. So Jeremiah's getting some serious pub today.
Yeah, just to prove that I've been watching you guys from day one. I watch you guys all the time. Everybody's joking about the merch, the Jeremiah merch doesn't have any. So I just make my own.
You know, I love
can't it. Buy it anywhere. So I just wear it. I wear it right around town to Walmart. You know, people are like, who is that guy? I just say it's that Oliver, whatever his name is, that singer on TikTok. Oh, I say it's that guy. You know, they don't know who Jeremiah Stringer is.
Do you know how many people sent me a screenshot of Oliver Anthony? And it's like, hey, man, this looks just like you. You know how I got that over? And even my mother-in-law sent me one.
Yeah, I do. I mean, awesome. Some of your pictures, not all your pictures, like right now, probably not. But there's a few pictures of you. When I was looking for the picture from my shirt back there, there's several photos of you. It looks just like that guy.
Well, they're crazy. I was doing like a little every day take a selfie, doing the exact same. And every day, it was while I was growing my beard out. And I got to like 80 days in a row before I forgot to do it one day and then just stopped. And dude, you could see like whenever it's all scraggly and stuff, it looked like the same guy. I was like, man, this guy, he's copying my style, but he pulls it off well.
I wasted like 40 minutes of my life making those just for this show.
I do need to put something up there that somebody asked. They said, is that what we're giving away tonight? Are we giving away?
Well, that is a hint of what I'm doing today. I'm not really selling Jeremiah's shirts. I'm not going to do that to him. I'll wait till one day he does it on his own. But that is part of what I'm going to be working with a little bit later on. Everybody's going to get something that's listening to. Everybody gets a chance to get something. So that's a little hint. It's not really what you're getting.
Well, either way, I like it. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and pull the ticker off for a second because we are getting ready to do some giveaways. And because we are who we are, we got a little something to kick off the giveaways tonight. And honestly, I was like, when I played that music, I couldn't help but think of you, Ben. It just seemed fitting.
Nice.
So, Ben, why don't you tell everybody what you're wanting to do tonight?
Yeah, so I am going to give away like a $100 gift certificate. We're going to do that. In a second. So it's going to go to one person who gets this question right that I have. But I want to give something to everybody that's listening for looking at my stupid face. I just want to kind of pay you back a little bit. So everybody's going to get a $20 credit to our store, Hilltop Packs. No purchase necessary. It's $20. You can use it however you want to. We just love the exposure. We love YouTube. We love a bunch of YouTubers. I started off on YouTube myself. So I'm pretty passionate about the platform. I'm not as big as you guys. I got a tiny little channel. My channel has not grown in like the last 9 years, but we still have fun with it. But anyway, so here's what you got to do. We're going to make you work for the discount code. Here's what you have to do. You guys can look it up too. Go to hilltoppacks.com and you have to search for the word Jeremiah. And the product will pop up. In the product description is the code to get the $20. Okay. So you get your phones out while you're going to the podcast if you want. You can do it later. It's only good until tomorrow night at midnight. So 24 hours. So, but you have to go to hilltoppacks.com, search the word. You have to, first of all, you know, you don't have to spell Jeremiah. I didn't know how to Google how to spell Jeremiah. It's so stupid. So Jeremiah, search for that. The product will come up. In the description is the code for the $20. And you can use that any way that you want. No purchase necessary.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
that's kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie. That is kind of awesome.
I got a question for you because sure. I saw it. We are very happy that you are advertising for tonight's show. We got a bunch of people on tonight, all enjoying. I am curious, whenever you Googled how to spell my name, I'm curious where you found that because you put two I's in there, but there's two E's. So I don't know. I think it'd be interesting to see if people find which one they find on the product description that you're talking about. They'll have to work.
I'm not sure. So the code, whatever the code's on that page, that is the right code. Whether I screwed up your name royally or not, doesn't matter. That code is going to work. Maybe it's a different Jeremiah. I don't know.
I love that they have to work for it, man. That is a great idea, and I think you should. I think you should save the $100 gift certificate for the end of the show. Give everybody something to get on for, and give opportunity for more people to get on.
There you go. Good deal.
Well, and somebody has already posted on here. Check this out. Found it. They've already found it. That didn't take long at all, did it?
It's a fake product that I made for Jeremiah. It's on our page, and you can select different options. But really, it's unavailable, but the code is in there somewhere. You'll see it.
Well, we got a bunch of comments, and we probably ought to get through some of these now because they're going to keep coming because we got a commenting group of people. First question, is Ben coming to the Red River Gorge next weekend?
So that is – actually, I might be able to pull that off. I might be able to. So I'm trying to work on that. I did block that weekend off. I do work weekends. I'm a wedding photographer. I've been doing that in business for 30-some years. I'm starting to slow down a little bit because this business is kind of taking up a lot of my time. So I actually have that weekend off. I'm trying to make it work. So you might see me down there.
It'd be great to see you there because I know a couple guys who do a podcast that are going to be there.
Well, I'll hit you. If I can make it work, I'm going to hit you guys up and I'll be there.
That would be awesome, man. Southern Hike, which we're going to, he's getting a couple comments in here. He said, Bald Heads Unite.
There you go. I love it.
Chris, that hiking guy said, balds are better. That's so, right. We're getting.
I have hair. It's just the wrong color. It's like it's white. It's all gray. So it's there. It's just. I just shave it off. I just gave up.
It's distinguished.
Distinct. Yeah, we'll go with that.
It's distinguished. I like that. So we've got. Post the link for the shirts. People want to buy those shirts. And what we can do is we can take part of the proceeds and donate them to the Jeremiah needs some upfront capital to make actual merch. Fun.
<There you go. laughs> Pay me to start making the merch.
this next comment's fantastic. Check this out. Hello from the long trail, mile 207 and going strong. Can't stay on long. I've got an entire pizza to eat and it's already hiker midnight. So that is really cool. Really cool.
Love seeing that.
And there's a ton of comments down here. One more thing, just a few more on here. Okay, outside comfort zone. Y'all should give away a sweet used camping chair. If you saw last week, you know what that's about. If you didn't, go listen to last week's episode. I'm not eating crow 2 weeks in a row for that one. But it is actually boxed up now. So it's come a long way in the last week. So that might be coming soon there. I promise. Sort of. And then just a few other ones. $20, says John Cleveland. Peter Mogish, very cool. $20. Kentucky Backpacker, even more reason to love Hilltop Packs. Roger, woohoo, $20. And then finally, can we get a Jeremiah t-shirt?
That's on Jeremiah. I just made a stupid joke. That's all him. I'm not giving these up. These are mine. I rotate these out 5 days a week.
Oh man, everybody keep the comments coming. This is hilarious. This is a lot of fun. So Jeremiah, I know you've got some questions for Ben, and so I'll keep looking at the comments and I'll save a few back, but why don't you go ahead and ask Ben any question you want.
Okay, well Ben, first let's start off with your businesses are all spread out. I want to get to those. You have a couple of different coffee, you have the Apex Giant, and you have your wedding photographer. You're a busy, busy guy. And somehow you make some time for YouTube as well, which you mentioned earlier. You know, we all kind of got our start on YouTube.
Sure.
And I'm curious, we have Tim Buckley coming up on the podcast in October. And
love that guy. Great guy.
Yes. And I'm curious, I seen him posting on the Hilltop Packs channel, and I was wondering how that works and what he kind of does for you and with you and y'all's relationship, where that comes from.
So he is an official employee. He's an official hourly employee. We actually pay him to produce some content. It's pretty much free for him. He does it whenever he feels like it. If he can be on a trail, like on a backpacking trip, he wants to make a few extra bucks, he can work, and he just kind of tracks his time, and we just pay him that way. So, and he produces some pretty funny stuff. I mean, some of it's serious, some of it's funny. Nothing's like really pre-produced or pre-thought out. He has free reign to kind of do whatever he wants, so we can share some of the content on our social media channels. Now, that said, there are times I direct him at some. We need a few things about like maybe food bags. We need a few videos on this or that. He does that as well. But for the most part, it's an agreement we kind of came to after a backpacking trip we did together. I think maybe a year and a half ago, something like that, maybe a year ago. And we hit it off right away. We never met before that. We just went on a little backpacking trip together, him and the girl he was dating at the time, he was seeing, and my buddy Preston, we all went out and just had a blast. And from the second we met, it was just like our brains think alike, and you know, and which is probably a scary thing for most people, but like,
I was going to say that is kind of scary and a little bit disturbing.
Yeah, in the way that if I could describe him, like he has kind of stepped away from society a little bit to kind of live his life and go hiking and live in places that are interesting to him. He's like basically taking advantage of opportunities in his life for experiences. And I do the same thing with business. I love businesses. I love all different kinds of businesses. I'm always looking for different opportunities in that way to get satisfaction for myself. And he's doing it for experiences in other ways. So like our minds work, even though he's not in business than I am, doesn't matter. Our brains work a lot alike, and we just clicked like instantly in the car. I mean, from the whole, it's like a 4-hour drive to our backpacking trip, and we never stopped talking. The other two people in the car, I think they fell asleep and pretty much bored to death of us.
So. Well, where did you all go on that trip?
Dolly Sods, West Virginia.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's one we need to check mark off. I still haven't been to Dolly Sods. I haven't either.
Oh, it's one of my favorite places. I go there usually a couple times a year. I'm getting into my backpacking season right now. I usually go in the fall and winter is when I usually go. I'm not a big summer guy. I never have been. Pretty much always fall and winter. If there's snow on the ground, I want to get out there. That's my thing.
Yeah, dude. I wish that, I'm grateful for summer break as being an educator, but when it comes to like backpacking, I wish I could bump it to the fall and I could be like, okay, well, I got all this time off work. I got two priorities, watching football, which, I think my Bengals just kicked off after taking a bruising from, John's Browns the other day.
That was beautiful, by the way.
Yeah. And I think, are you,
I don't want to talk about what happened with the Steelers, but the Bengals was a good game.
Yeah. Ben, are you a Pittsburgh guy?
I am. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's been very generous in not like giving me a hard time about it, which shows how good of a man Ben is.
Yeah, I work every weekend, so I don't get to watch a whole lot of games. I just watch the highlights. So I don't really get all that invested in it emotionally, but I do try to keep up with the highlights at least.
Well, I wish that I could just watch football and do backpacking, and that would be my whole fall, and I could just have it off work. But
gotta have a dream, man.
Hey, yeah. So you blocked off the weekend to try to come down to the gorge. How far is that drive for you?
I think last time I came down, I went down there before with you guys. I think twice, actually. Was it twice? I forget. It's been so long.
Yeah, it was twice. I was there. I wasn't there the second one. I got to be there for the first one, where it was you, me,
Jason. I had a lot of fun on that second one. That was the best trip ever on the second one.
I know. I know. Everybody was so much more fun. I enjoyed the videos of me not in them.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. This is me every day. My poor wife. I'm so sorry. This is what I do all day.
Trust me. Anyway. Ben, we've had too many conversations like this over the years. It doesn't even affect me in the least bit. I love it.
So
I love
it. If I do come down, though, here's the thing. So I would like to bring one of my motorcycles down if I could. So I may have to try to find some place to store the motorcycle. I got to find one of you guys that are going to be down there that has a garage I could probably park my bike in. So that's something I might want to do because I think I'll take a long trip back.
That might be Jason, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think I got the hookup on that. Jason's house is like an hour from the gorge.
Well, he's on here right now. Hey, Jason, can you store Ben's bike? Answer in the comments.
Give me the keys.
He's got a garage.
He's got a garage.
He can squeeze that motorcycle in there. I actually wanted to ask you about motorcycles after we get done talking about this. But, dude, that would be an awesome ride down. Hopefully good weather. I seen you post a picture the other day where you were on the bike, but the picture was the bike under like a shelter.
Yeah, that bike in the rain sucks. My other bike in the rain's fine. It's not that big of a deal. But that bike I had on that day, that was ugly. It was like there's no protection at all. But I took that bike. I know we're talking about backpacking, but you guys know Devin from Canada got married a while back. I photographed his wedding in Maryland. And so my family's on vacation in Ohio. I did like 530 miles in one day. I drove my bike to Maryland to photograph a 6-hour wedding, left there, and then drove all the way up northern Ohio, up near Lake Erie. So it's like 530 miles in one single day, and shot a 6-hour wedding in the middle of all that.
And in the midst of you telling that story, definitely Ben. So you've got a place to park your motorcycle.
Nice. Good deal. Perfect.
This is how we operate, Ben. Like we make sure things happen. Like that's what
my
we do on the backpacking podcast.
We just broadcast it to the world.
This is called on-air producing, Ben. We are on-air producing. Tell me what's the bike, because I want to Google it and see what you had to sit on for 530 miles.
So that bike's pretty comfortable. That is a Tiger 900 Rally Pro. It's a Triumph motorcycle. That thing, I love that bike for longer trips. It's good for off-road, on-road. You can put bags on it, load it up. It's got a heated seat, heated grips. Got a nice big windshield on to keep the rain off if I want it, but it's movable up and down. The other bike is a Speed Twin 1200 Triumph as well, but it's there's no protection. It just beats you up.
Well, so you have two bikes now.
Yeah, I've always had, you know, at least two. My wife hates that, but yeah. So
dude, when you have a hobby, you go all out, don't you?
Yeah, the ADHD just destroys me every day, but I embrace it. It is what it is.
Well, okay. Speak of the hobby thing, let's go to the hobby thing for a second. Okay. So the whole Hilltop Packs thing kind of came out of just a little hobby you started that kind of spun out of control and became a career basically for you. And then this year you decided I know you always try and think outside the box. That's one of those things about you I've always liked. You always try to think of stuff other people aren't thinking about. When you came out with the food bags that have people's pictures and logos and stuff on it, nobody was doing that. You came up with an idea for people to use with their tents recently. We talked about it with Jason last week, but I'm curious, where did the idea for the ground sheet, like the welcome mat ground sheet idea, come from?
Yeah. So while I explain this real quick, people can start thinking, I want to pick a different name for it. The name I picked out sucks. I hate that personal ground sheet thing. So if someone has a better name for it, let me know. But I got the idea from Metro on the Move. He had been hounding me for like probably 6 months prior to make something like this. And I was trying to think of a way to construct it and make it the right size to where it would not be any more than 1 ounce. And I want it to be able to be staked in the ground. I want it to be big enough to put your backpack on and some clothes and shoes. I want it to be nothing bigger than like your vestibule and your tent. I want it to be small enough that it would fit in there. It wouldn't just collect a bunch of rain. So a lot of those stipulations, but it came from Metro and him hounding me about it. And rightfully so, because I kept putting it off and kept trying to change things. And then we just kind of settled on this, on the size. And it was like the perfect size, perfect ounce. And we also sell the, what's the other type of material? The Tyvek. We sell blank Tyvek without any printing on it. We get that from one of our suppliers. I forget. So you can also just get straight Tyvek. It's a lot cheaper and you can get a bunch of different sizes of Tyvek and get the whole ground sheet if you want. But the smaller one, we custom print on that one. And the idea is just keep it at 1 ounce. It's a little bit heavier of a material. So I can't go real big. It's just going to keep getting heavier and heavier. I think it's like 1.8 ounces per square, whatever.
Well,
so, then, okay. Oh, there you go. I'm going to keep talking if you let me. Go ahead.
Do you see this right here?
Yes, I apologize for taking so long to get to you. That's totally on me. I missed your email, and then I watched the
offended.
Podcast.
I'm not offended because it just happened to come in the day that you were going to be on, so I didn't even open it yet. So
wait, there you go. I haven't even
gonna
seen
be,
it.
This is going to be an unboxing, live unboxing of one of these brand new, what I'm going to call it, the welcome mat.
Fired.
I'm going to call it the welcome mat, and I'm not going to call it the ground sheet. I'm going to call it the welcome mat, and you're going
to
see why
here
in a second.
I'll check with Metro. Maybe we'll change it to the welcome mat.
Oh, buddy, I'm excited about this because I ordered this a while back and you were busy. So I get it. You know,
I just deleted your email and just missed it. It reminded me one day, like 2 months later, I went back and searched for it and found it. So totally.
I'm going to have to turn off the fan in here because it's blowing things all over the place. So let me turn that off first. All right. You ready for this?
Outdoors, that's what he said to call it. The welcome mat.
Oh, there you go. What does it say? Get off my lawn. That's awesome. Where'd you get the design? Did Christian make that for you? Like, how'd you come up with the design?
I got bored one day after talking to you. You told me the dimensions of these things. So I went out, got the dimensions, and designed it, and then sent it in to you.
Nice. That's the first time I've seen. That's pretty cool.
Yep. So it's an actual welcome mat.
Send me a photo, because I don't think I got one of that. Usually we take photos of all the orders before they go out. I don't think I got that photo. So send me a picture when you get it.
Oh yeah. I definitely will. But I love this idea because I'm one of those people. The one thing I don't like about tents, it's one of the many things I don't like about tents, but I don't like when it's been nasty and rainy and muddy and you go to get out of the tent and you put your knee down and you get junk all over your legs, you know, having something like this out there to keep that stuff off of you. That's a killer idea.
Yeah, I used one last spring that I just cut out some material and took it with me. And yeah, it's, for me, it was pretty cool just having something outside my tent to put my shoes on and climbing in and out, put my gear on. I think it's a pretty good idea. And custom printing obviously is what we're known for. So
we got a good idea for a name for this.
We got some crowdsourcing going on here.
So the Metro Mat.
Metro Mat. That's not too shabby.
That's not too bad.
Some kind of commission. I'm a cheap. I can't say. Bleep. I censored myself. I like that. I like it.
Yeah, I think that's a great one. There's some other names on here. We've got the Adventure Mat from that hiking guy. Somebody said to call it the Launch Pad.
That's not a bad one. I like that one.
This one's terrible, but it's funny. We're going to put it up here. The Wag Mat.
Wag Mat.
I want to make Jason a custom wag bag. How about that?
Okay, but before you do that, listen, there's some comments we got to say. If you're going to do that, let me see if I can find these, because there have been a lot of comments about gear for Jeremiah that we should be doing. Obviously, one was like, I'll bet Gonex will make Jeremiah's merch for free. So deep cut backpacking podcast stuff right there.
If you go to the product page that I made for this giveaway thing, one of the options is to have the product. It's basically a shirt. It's not really available, but it's a shirt. And there's a $1 upgrade to get a Gonex branded shirt. later on, you'll see what I'm talking about. You can get it autographed by Jeremiah. You can get John's face added to it. I spent way too much time on it for a stupid joke that no one else is going to get by me.
But somebody goes, can we use the $20 towards a wag bag with Jeremiah's face on it?
Maybe.
But that's not the only one that asked that. there it is right there. Can we use the $20 towards that? So, and then here's another good one. This is a good one, too. You should make a Jeremiah poop emoji poop kit bag.
Nice. We can do that.
I mean, you're going to have killer Jeremiah merch before Jeremiah has Jeremiah merch.
I don't want to get sued. We're not going to make anything. It's all in good fun.
Here's an actual really good, like a legit good question. How's the baby?
Good. How's your baby? How's his baby?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a baby, too.
That's right.
Yeah, my baby's doing great. She'll be 8 months. I'm sitting up pretty good, starting to scoot around and do the army crawl thing. So she's doing good, man. I got four kids, and it ranges from 23 all the way down to 8 months. They're all spread out. It's easy when they're all spread out like that.
Well, you're a lot like me. You are a grandpa dad. You know, we decided to have kids way too old.
Yeah, I've already had some people like, oh, your granddaughter's cute. I was like, I'm her dad.
That's awesome.
I got no comeback. As witty as I think I am, I have no comeback for them and someone that thinks I'm the grandfather. I got nothing. And I've been thinking of something for like a year. You'd think I'd have some kind of comeback for that, and I got nothing.
That's fantastic.
Can I revisit what we're talking about on the welcome mat situation?
No, not at all.
All right, well, we're going to. Here we go. So I was backpacking, like I said, with Jason, and we got this terrible storm, and I just by chance was like, you know, I haven't taken out the tent in a while. They're only giving 17% chance of rain. Let me take the Duplex L out. That'll be good. And I took it out, and then the second day we got all this rain, and I had to set the tent up and a break in the rain, which is fine. But then whenever I was crawling in the tent at the end of the night, I take like a little ground sheet that is made of Tyvek that I typically take with my hammock, the bug rug. Oh, that's a good name for it.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Somebody called it the portable mud room.
I saw that somewhere. I'm gonna see if I can find that one. Here's the mud mat.
Yeah. The mud mat.
Yeah.
That's good. I like the alliteration.
I'm writing that one down.
Yeah. The mud mat. I put my little piece of Tyvek outside the door, but it's important that it's not too big, because if I left it totally unfolded, then it catches the rain and then funnels it toward your tent, which is terrible. Right. So I folded it up, but I want to gripe on the Duplex for just a second. Thankfully, they changed the zippers now, but they had to be, I don't know if you've ever used the Duplex, but it has like a little toggle to close the vestibule.
I have several Z-Pax tents, I have the Plexum. It has the same setup. It's a little toggle that kind of holds it together, and it doesn't do anything. It's like, it doesn't really keep anything out.
How do you, if I didn't have that mud mat, okay, then how do I reach out without getting soaked? Like, I had to scoop my butt all the way to the edge of the tent, put my feet out the door, and then reach out, and, you know, your hands and arms get totally soaking wet. And then, you know, you're fiddling with the toggle. Thankfully, again, they changed it to a zipper system. But without your mud mat, how do people solve this problem?
It's a serious problem, brother. You're very serious. When you asked that question, you were so serious. But no, it is. I mean, obviously, you don't need any of this crap. Let's be honest. But no. It does make life a little bit easier. And I never took anything like this before. And when I took it earlier in the spring, I see value in taking a little piece of scrap, anything. It doesn't have to be a custom printed, you know, mat. It could just be a piece of Tyvek. It could be a piece of anything that you take with it. It could be an extra dry bag that you just put your knee on or your hand on. You're, like I said, reaching out and zipping up your tent. But it's nice. I just never thought of that before. I used to just lay my shoes and my crap in the corner of the vestibule, and then it would rain and just make everything disgusting or whatever. It's a big mess in there. So there's definitely value in that if you feel like taking an extra ounce of fabric with you, which I'm going to start doing it from now on. So,
well, this is helpful. We got some more ideas here. We got the unwelcome mat. This is a good one. This is a really, really good one. Let's see here. The bear napkin.
Oh, now that is clever.
That's clever.
That's a great one. And then somebody put in here the muck mat.
That's pretty good. I'm going to go back and watch this video.
I'm going to be honest, though. That bear napkin, that's funny. Was kind of all about the Metro mat, but now that it's the bear napkin, and Terry Young, bear napkin for the win. I mean, that is
funny.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Maybe we'll make an even smaller version. I'll make it the bear napkin, an even smaller version than that. So
oh, yeah.
A real napkin.
Of course, if you're backpacking in Canada, you can make it a little bigger because the bears.
Yeah, and you could also print. You can make that a standard print. It's the print of a napkin, and it says bear napkin across it like John says, welcome.
Everybody is commenting on the bear napkin right now. It's all over the chat here.
It's so funny.
And
look at this.
I like the bear napkin for the win.
Oh, here's another one, though. What if you called it the bear wipe?
Bear wipe. That was funny.
It could be two-sided. There you go.
It's two-sided.
Bear napkin one side, bear wipe on the other.
The tortilla.
Tortilla.
I think the bear napkin so far, at least from the people in the chat right now, that seems to be the most popular one so far.
That's funny.
I think the mud mat is best for marketing, but I think the bear mat is, or the bear napkin is.
If you have a sense of humor, it's hilarious.
If you get it, you get it, man.
Yeah, that's good. That's really, really good. So, okay. So Ben, I have to know, like in the past year, you've already had Hilltop Packs. You had Hilltop Packs Coffee. You started Apex, but you just started another coffee shop.
Yeah, so we have a coffee roastery, and we started that under the Hilltop Packs name, even though it's a separate entity legally. It's its own business, but we share the common name. We have Hilltop Packs, we have Hilltop Packs Coffee, and it's in the same building. Some of the same employees kind of cross over to both. And that was mainly going to be an online play to sell coffee. Well, we found out that locally, we're way outselling locally to people. They were way more excited about it than online. The online market is so saturated with, coffee roasters. It's hard to kind of break through. And if you're trying to differentiate yourself and stand out from a crowd, it was going to be very expensive to do that online. And we found that just going local and selling that story, that, hey, we're a local roastery, was an easier path to success. And that's kind of the path we took. So it's been 2 years. And I had a business partner on the coffee roastery. Well, that was my Aunt Bridget, and she had stepped down at year two. She retired. So I'm on my own, and what happens when you leave me alone for a few minutes? I start another business. So that's what I did. So it is an extension of Hilltop Packs Coffee, but it is called RGB Coffee, Roast Grind Brew, and it is an actual coffee shop. When you come into a roastery now, it's mainly about the roastery. It's about, we give you a tour of the roasting room, we show you all the bags of coffee. You can get a cup of coffee, but it's not a full coffee bar. Uptown, where we move in the new coffee shop, full coffee bar, nitro brew, cold brew, every drink you could think of, full espresso bar, some basic foods there. We have a nice big space, a big retail space where you can buy all kinds of coffee prep equipment, pourer equipment, filters, anything you would need to make coffee at home. We're going to sell that as well. So I'm pretty excited about that. Something I've wanted to do from the very beginning was open an actual full-on coffee shop. And it'll probably be about the most extensive coffee shop in the area that I know of, as far as what you can get there, coffee related, the nitro brew, the cold brew. And we make, and again, we roast everything ourselves, which is an extra little piece of the story that most places are not going to have. And I'm always big on trying to sell the story, not just sell the product. I think there's a lot of good backpacking companies out there. I still buy a lot of backpacking gear from other companies. But I like the ones that actually have a story behind it. Like with Hilltop Packs, I feel like a lot of people know the people that work here. You know, Tim, most people know Christian and Steve and just people in our videos. And, you know, just that's part of our story. We're a small company. We've grown pretty quickly, but just selling the story of whatever we're trying to do. And the fact that we sell our coffee that's locally roasted, that's a big part of our story. And I think it's going to make us stand out in the coffee shop market in our town. So that's kind of how that worked out.
Yeah. Basically, I've actually gotten to be there. And I remember... Yeah. There was a group of us a couple years ago. We went backpacking actually up in Pennsylvania. You actually got a bunch of us convinced to go there. You got some guys from New York and me to show up. And we ended up going to the shop afterwards. And I remember watching you roast the coffee that I bought that day and took home.
Yep.
And that was pretty awesome. Yeah. And it was really good.
If anybody's nearby our shop, come on in. We love giving tours. Like it's where everybody here is pretty cool and open about showing people around. It doesn't have to be me. It could be anybody here. We show you the whole process, how we make the gear, how we print the gear, how we laser cut the gear, how we do the 3D printing, how we do the lasering, how we do the sewing. And then of course the roasting, like we're pretty open. We don't try to hide anything. I know some businesses are super closed off to what they do. We don't do that. And even like the new coffee shop we're opening, it's supposed to be November 1st. A lot of businesses, at least in our area, when they start working on the internal part of their business, like the remodeling part, they usually block off the windows with newspapers so no one can see what's going on. I do videos. I'm taking pictures. I'm leaving the doors wide open. I'm telling people to come in off the street. Come check out what we're doing. You know, why would you, you know, you want to kill that obscurity as fast as you can when you open a business. You want as many people on your team. So when you open those doors for the first time, you want that first wave, that first rush. You only get one chance at that. So why not tell the world what the heck you're doing? And, I heard this term one time, kill the obscurity, and it makes total sense. Don't hide behind what you're doing. Put it out there for everybody to see.
Yeah. Now, we got a question from Logan Crawford. Do you have any pumpkin spice?
Of course we have pumpkin spice.
I love how you I couldn't tell if that was a happy statement.
I don't care. I like all coffee. Like, I like bad coffee. Listen, I'm a wedding photographer. I go shoot weddings where the coffee, by the time I get to it, is already 8 hours old. I'll drink anything, man. I don't care. I love good coffee. But unless you drink bad coffee, you have no idea how good the good coffee is. So whatever. I'll drink.
Ben, you're so right. You are so right about that, because I just started a new job the last couple of weeks. And I get there, and one of the comments was, we've always got coffee. There's always coffee going. I go back and I get a cup and I drink it and I about throw up because it tastes so bad.
I'm like,
what the heck is this? And they're like, it's Folgers. And I didn't realize how much of a coffee snob I was until that day. And let's just say today I brought my Keurig there, and yeah, my coffee's much better now. So
I drink everything, but like I said, it makes you appreciate the good stuff even more, you know? I take bags of coffee home all the time. We do different test batches, and there's times I'll have a bag of coffee that's been in my closet or my cabinet for like 4 months. And usually the window is good for about eight to 10 weeks at max before you really want to start thinking about, I got to finish this up. Yeah. But I've had some way beyond that. So even our coffee will get bad over time. About the 4 or 5 month mark, it's pretty much dead. Just no flavor to it. It tastes kind of weird. But anyway.
Well, and your coffee is fantastic. Your coffee is fantastic. Like, I'm not even going to pretend like it's not. It is really, really good. Here's a great question, and I'm actually curious about this. Any UL instant coffee products coming?
No, it's a different process. The way they like freeze dry coffee, like instant type, if you're talking about instant coffee, that's a whole totally different process of like freeze drying and rehydrating and then breaking it apart. It's some crazy process. It's not going to be the same coffee, and it's just not something I think we're going to get into. There's companies out there I could pay to do it for us, but that's not really the same product. There's plenty of people that do that. I don't have to do everything. You know, I think I can sometimes. We could do, there's other ways to package coffee, like in little packets and have it like vacuum sealed and all that stuff. But even that, you lose the quality. Like, if say it sits in your closet for a year and then you break it out and it has my name on it and it sucks in a year, you're going to think this is crappy coffee. That Folgers you probably drank is probably in that closet for 6 months. That Folgers was probably pretty good week one.
No.
It probably wasn't bad.
No, well, come on, Ben.
I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. I've
been backing you up on everything you've said tonight, but I can't do it on that one, man.
Trying to be nice.
That Folgers has never been good.
But if I give you something that could potentially sit on your counter for a year or more, I have the potential of someone drinking it and thinking this is terrible coffee and it's got my name on it. And I can't control that. So I'd rather kind of stay in our wheelhouse and in our lane as you would, and just kind of stick to people who want to drink coffee at home, you know, brew their own coffee and maybe come to one of our coffee shops, of course. So I don't think we'll get into the backpacks. Now, that said, if you're looking for an easy way to take coffee on the trail, I do it all the time. I grind the coffee before I go. I have a little pour over kit that we made through Apex Giant. You take a little number two filter with it and you do the pour over right there. It's easy to clean up. You don't have to rinse it off. You just wipe it off with one of your rags. There's no cleanup. Put your grounds in your bag and take it home and throw it in trash, whatever, or dispose of it however you want. But that, to me, is a really easy way to do a nice pour over coffee out on the trail. Just put it in a Ziploc bag. It's good for a couple of days, all, you know, ground up. Probably good for longer than that. So you can definitely do fresh coffee on the trail.
Here's a couple statements that I love. Folgers, the mountain house of coffee. and TN, this is a fact. I don't know if you knew this, but this is a fact, apparently. Coffee lasts longer in wagons. Fact.
What is the best instant coffee on trail? I mean, Ben, I know that you do, you know, the fresh ground and you take it out and do the Apex Giant kit and you pour over. But
I do instant coffee too sometimes. Like if I'm going with a bunch of friends, they don't want to hang around while I do my little pour over and be a freaking weirdo about it. I'll take instant coffee, and Folgers does a pretty good job of some of their stuff. So I just get whatever's at Walmart. Again, I'll drink almost anything. I really do love coffee. If it's bad coffee, I'll still drink it. It just makes you appreciate the good stuff later. But there is some good instant coffee out there.
John, yeah, there's not many, but there are a few.
Yeah. You do the instant Via, John?
No, I don't like the Starbucks Via stuff.
Okay. I've never found a Starbucks brand or Starbucks one that I liked yet. I keep coming back to the Folgers one. I have a decaf and then a regular if I'm going to do one of the instant ones.
Alpine Start is really good. Like, they're not as maybe well known as some people.
If anybody in the chat knows any smaller companies that make backpacking coffee, I'm more than willing to give it a try.
Look at that.
Alpine Start is good.
There you go.
I got one other coffee related question for you, Ben. And sure. I think a lot of people have the same question. Being the business that you are, is your coffee beans ethically sourced? And if it is, how do you know?
Okay, so it's a good question. So people ask us all the time how we do this. And we go through a company called Genuine Origin. I have no problem saying who they are because you can look them up. And they actually do all of the background checks. They're the ones that go out to the actual farms and make sure everything is responsibly sourced. They're making sure the farmers are being taken care of. They're making sure all the workers are being treated fairly. And they're just making sure that we're not taking advantage of these small countries. And like some bigger companies do, they go out and they just basically take over an entire area and just suck up all their crops or their coffee and then pay them squat. So we don't do that. We actually go through a company that monitors and checks all that. So you can totally look them up. That's our source. And they, you know, all of our coffees go through one channel. And so it's all responsibly sourced and through them. They help out.
Wow. Fantastic.
Bam.
This is Ben McMillan. You know it's going to be done right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
I just figured that was a pretty common question because we went on a mission trip to Guatemala and went to like a coffee plantation and went to like, I don't know, woke question, Jeremiah. you tell me.
It is a good question and it comes up almost daily in our shop. Like, where do we get our beans? Are they responsibly sourced or ethically sourced? And they have a million questions. And so we try to answer the best we can. We keep a little book on every single coffee we have, different regions, things like that. So we can kind of go through and kind of talk to them about how the coffee is, how it's washed, how it's produced, how it's dried, all that kind of stuff. Even though not all the information is on the label, we have more information we can pull up and show them here in the shop.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that the reason that's a big deal is because there are so many companies in the past, Starbucks being one of them, who took advantage of small farmers and paid them under what their coffee was worth because they knew they could get away with it. And so that's why
Starbucks,
it's such a big deal.
McDonald's, they all did it. However, most of them have made good positive changes. I'll give them some credit. Like even McDonald's has really stepped up their game over the last probably 15 years or so. I mean, maybe longer than that. You know, what McDonald's does is they basically get coffee from like 7 or 8 different regions. And they go through a lot of coffee. And they don't tell you what ratio they use of those different beans. That way, if one crop goes bad, you don't really notice that the coffee is still pretty decent. Because McDonald's, actually, out of all the fast food chains, McDonald's has some of the best rated coffee out there for fast food type stuff. So it's not terrible. It's not my first choice, but I'll drink a McDonald's coffee over any of the other fast food chains.
I'll take Dunkin' Donuts, man. I love me some Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
That's good, too. That's good, too.
But okay, so let's get to some backpacking stuff here.
All right.
And I know Jeremiah's got some backpacking questions, so I'm going to revert to Jeremiah on the questions here.
Okay. So we've talked about a couple of your different companies. By the way, I didn't catch the name of the, is it RGB?
RGB, Roast Grind Brew. That's kind of okay. Like our thing, Roast Grind Brew. It actually means many different things. We have a whole list of things that RGB stands for, but at the very top, Roast Grind Brew is what okay. It stands for. It also stands for really good bagels. It stands for, we have a whole bunch of things. It's just around the shop, you're going to see a bunch of different stuff that makes no sense. So.
Well, I wanted to make sure we got that because I know you said it, but you said it really quick earlier, and so I didn't catch the name. And also, one other question, and then I want to ask you about a backpacking product. Sure. You said people can come visit you, but I don't think you mentioned what town that your shops or businesses are located in.
Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. So that's where we're at. If you're ever coming through, stop on in. We'll give you the full tour. We are going to be changing our retail room out a little bit once we get some of the coffee stuff moved around into the new shop. We are going to reduce some of the coffee stuff we have here and make it a bigger backpacking space. So there's even going to be more retail for backpacking here. So yeah, come on down. We'll even give you a little coupon to go up and get a cup of coffee too at the new coffee shop once it opens. So come see us. We want to see it. We have a board you can sign when you come through the door and everything. I think Johnny may have signed it. I forget if you signed it. I think you signed it.
I think so. I think
if
so.
If not, I'll forge it later.
It's not that big of a deal. I just scribble anyways.
So you have a company, I believe you're a partner in, Apex Giant. And
yeah, so Travis is my partner. He just fell off of a motorcycle and broke his leg. So hi to Travis.
Oh, man, that stinks.
I'm all alone for a while.
Yeah, well, you'd be thinking of him whenever you're riding, man. Just be careful out there. I will Absolutely. Be as well. But one of your all's products that I found interesting was a backpack hanger. And I just looked in my closet earlier. I was making a thumbnail for a video that I published today. And I was like trying to get one of my backpacks off. And I was like, I have three backpacks on a carabiner hooked onto like the railing in the closet. You know, I have so many backpacks. I don't know if other people that are into backpacking have quite as much gear as us, just because, you know, you love backpacking, you love testing out gear. John does as well. And plus you make gear. So I don't know how applicable it is to them, but I was curious, what was the inspiration behind the backpack hanger? And
so, yeah,
do you think it's a successful hit?
It's definitely been a big hit. We saw quite a bit of them. Actually, it's a bigger hit than I expected it to be. I mainly made it for myself so we could display them out in our retail room a little bit better. So we actually hang up backpacks instead of having to, like, you know, you got a little hook on it. It's just not a very efficient way to hang backpacks. So that was my original idea, was to try and make it something I could show it in a retail room. And even behind me, usually where your shirts are, that's usually all backpacks hanging across there. And I wanted to, you know, put the hangers there as well. And obviously at the same time, I was thinking maybe it's something I could sell. So we thought we would test it. And the second we put it out there, man, we start selling them like crazy. We also make a smaller, like an S hook kind of gear hook. That doesn't sell quite as well as the backpack hanger. But the backpack hanger has definitely been a pretty big hit. And we 3D print those right here.
That's awesome.
You're talking about the S hook that has some cordage on it that you like put around a tree. Or are you talking about
We have a plastic one. It's bigger. It's about that big, maybe 6 inches or so. And it basically just hooks over. It's a big round hook. So it hooks onto your rod in your closet. And then there's another, like, comes off in an S, so you can hang anything off of it, like a dry bag or stuff sack. You know, I made that mainly at the request of someone else who wanted that. And I put on the website, we sell a couple of those a day, nothing crazy. But the backpack hanger, we sell quite a bit. And usually we sell them, you know, 5, 6, 10 at a time sometimes. Wow. So people out there have a lot of backpacks.
Yeah, sounds like it.
That other one. So, like, I mean, you and I have known each other for a while, and I guess it's years at this point. And yeah. I've tried out a bunch of your stuff. And once you sent me like a little care package from Apex Giant. And I don't remember what we had going on, but one of the things in there was the little S hook that you use in the field.
We sell a ton of those things. We call it the speed hanger. And we sell between that, the dog bone, like those are like these surprise sleeper hits. Like the dog bone is something I made for myself after making something. I used to use just a second carabiner as the catch. And that's what I always took with me. So I had an extra carabiner, used that as a catch. And then I was like, what else can I use? I had a little piece of scrap metal and I took that with me. And I saw some people were selling like aluminum or titanium rods to use as a piece. And I don't know how to tie those fancy knots. And I'd always forget every time I'd go out there. Like, there's got to be a better way. So I was cutting out cardboard, and that's how I came up with the design for the dog bone. And after the dog bone was shortly after, I was like, okay, I always like to hang up my water filter and have a gravity feed system. I was like, how can I quickly do that and make it just super fast and efficient? Mm-hmm. And that's how I came up with that speed hanger. You just wrap it on the tree, wrap it two or three times, and it's the hanger. So both of those things, which I did not think would be a big hit, I thought that we'd sell a few. Yeah. And we took a lot of crap on the dog bone at first. And now we sell them like crazy. I mean, thousands a month. I'm not even going to lie. We sell a lot of them. But we took a lot of crap because we're like, oh, you don't know how to tie a knot. It's like, I can tie it. I can tie my shoes. But I don't want to learn how to tie a knot every 3 months. I don't go backpacking every day. I'm going to forget. This head's big, but it can only hold so much information. So I just wanted something easy. So I took a lot of crap. But now everybody buys them. So.
Well, I was going to tell you, so we put out these videos and, you know, you can get anywhere from zero comments to if a video blows up and gets like, you know, 100,000, 500,000, a million views or something, you can get hundreds and hundreds of comments. And so you get feedback and you try to, yeah, see, Donald is saying loves the speed hanger. I do too. That hiking guy. Yeah. Speed hanger. So convenient. But I put the speed hanger in videos, and I've put the dog bone in videos. And let me give a little context on the dog bone. I'll be quick here because I know we don't have a ton of time left. But so the dog bone is a way to hang your like food bag PCT style, but without tying any knots or having any extra gear besides the dog bone. So basically the way it works is on a carabiner, something catches whenever you're lowering your food down. And then it stays in the air. So you use a little dog bone, and so many people comment and say, oh, you could just pick up a stick off the ground. I say, that's true. Now, I don't remember the name of the knot. It's a fairly simple knot, but I always do it backward. And then I have to do it like three times to line it up right. So you do this like a little double knot, stick the stick through, and then tension holds it, and you don't need the dog bone. And I also get a little bit of, a little bit of heat on the speed hanger because they're like, oh, you could just have the cordage in your carabiner. And then I'm like, well, that's still the same amount of gear. And yours is long.
Yeah. And I used to use my trekking pole upside down. You can hang your, like, if you turn what kind of bag you have for your water, you can hang it off the tip of your trekking pole upside down, which is what I used to do. But again, it's like, first of all, anybody listening, there's 111 people. You guys don't need any of this crap that I sell. You don't need any of it. I hope you want it, but you don't need any of it. Quit giving me crap about it. I know you don't need it. You can put your sandwich in your pocket and go for a damn hike. Leave me alone. I just want to have some fun, make the gear that I want. Hopefully some people buy it and I can make a nice little living for my family. And that's all I have to say about that. Sorry, I went on a tangent.
No, you're good. Yeah, the spoon. You could also use your spoon, but you still need to know the knot. And John actually helped me film a video about hanging your bag PCT style, but not having to use a knot. John, I don't know if you remember, the Marlin spike hitch. So that's what it's called.
It's funny that you mentioned that because that was the trip where we decided to do this backpacking podcast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was where we sat around the fire and Jason dressed up like a ninja. It was good times.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. We had Jason as the backpacking ninja that day.
John, he helped me film this video, and I put this out, you know, years ago now. And in the video, I used two carabiners, like you said. And Logan says, dog bone is quick, easy, and even in the dark, you can't mess it up. That's very true. And in the cold, too. You know, in the cold, your fingers are like numb. Yeah. You don't want to tie those knots whenever you can't feel your fingers. But anyway, John helped me film this video, and we used the two carabiners. And then some people were commenting on there, what if the carabiners lock together? So I was like, okay, I guess you need one of the ones that have like a little spinny thing on it, so you can't just unclip it. And that's like a safe.
That could definitely happen. And even like with our dog bone, if you use the small dog bone with a larger carabiner, it can slip through. And then you try to get it back down. Now you're all jammed up and you got to fight with this thing for a little bit. So I always just use the big one. But if you use one of those really small, tiny carabiners, we also sell those too. The small one works with that, but you got to be careful with that small one because you can get in the same situation you're talking about, let it pass through and kind of get locked in. And then you got to really fight with it to get it back down. So the two carabiner thing can get tricky too if you're not careful.
Listen, Ben, there are a lot of people in here right now and they're not just wanting to buy your gear, but they want to hang out with you.
So come on down, man. I'm right here.
You got to see this. Look at this.
Come hike the LHHT with me on Saturday. I'm doing a SOBO.
Oh, God, I'm too chubby and out of shape right now to go anywhere. So I got a few more weeks to go. I got to get back in shape.
What about Ben and Hilltop at PCT Days 2024?
We do plan on doing some events, all the different shows. We get invited to all of them, but I can't do them because I'm always working weddings. Starting next year, my schedule is starting to get modified. For the first time in 33 years, I'm only doing like 2 weekends a month, and then we go down to 1 weekend a month to photograph weddings. So I don't want to quit. I still love the wedding business, but this business has just taken on a life of its own, and it's been a pretty wild ride. And I'm going to be in this for a while, so I do want to start doing some events.
They want you at AT Days too.
Absolutely.
And then here's where it gets crazy, because this is where all the comments start coming. When are you coming to Pinhoti Fest to promote your wares?
And then
Tara Young says, Squid, we can run the booth.
There you go. Tara, you can run the booth, and I'm going to go hang out with everybody else. I don't feel like working.
And then Ben at Pinhoti Fest, what a great idea.
God, I would just start giving all my crap away so I can just hang out with people. That's how I get friends. I just give away free stuff.
Yeah, well, then you've got this. If Hilltop PAX comes to Pinhoti Fest, Buckley has to come.
Listen, Buckley's a trip, man. Just a very witty, funny guy. So hopefully if we can, anywhere I go, hopefully I can drag him with me.
Yeah, and then Danny Stevens says, I'll second Buckley to Pinhoti Fest. So
he was in here earlier.
He was.
Oh, was he?
And then Southern Hike just simply says, that pen is getting a beating. For those who are watching, there's been a pen that's been like clicked and unclicked and hit and pushed and thrown and this entire
really
show.
Gives you a hard time. Well, speaking of giving away free stuff, you want to do the $100 giveaway there?
Yeah. So I was trying to think of how I can do this. So I'm looking at the contents of the laptop. So I know I saw my last name, but John does not know how. You make the thumbnails, right, John?
I try to.
Okay, so John doesn't know how to spell my last name. So first person real fast to spell my name incorrectly the way John did gets $100. First person to spell my name wrong the way John did gets $100. First person. I'm watching.
Did I spell it wrong?
Every single show I've done for you, you've done it wrong every time. I don't care, though.
I looked it up, and I thought that's what it said. Oh, man, that's funny.
First person to spell it the wrong way that John did on the
thumbnail. I did it on purpose because you said you were glad I wasn't on that hiking trip. So
it's all good. I probably spelled Jeremiah's name wrong. It's all
good. Good for tat there.
Okay, Nick. Nick's the winner. Nick got the $100. So Nick.
So it's A-N?
No, that's the incorrect way. My name is E-N.
I spelled it E-N.
In the thumbnail?
I'm almost positive I did.
The thumbnail? I bet he knows. It's his name.
I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure I spelled it right.
Here's the deal. I had a long day.
I gotta find out. I can't allow this to go, Ben. I can't let you like make my
even
name
if you're
sound
right,
bad.
I'm right, I'm wrong. It doesn't matter. All I know is Nick won $100. So Nick, you can hit me up on social media, whether it's our company channels, email, whatever, and just we'll get in contact with you and we'll get you $100. Everyone else, you can go to the website, look up Jeremiah's name in a search bar. Look at the product page. We'll give you a code for $20 off anything you want. No purchase beyond that necessary. Use it any way you want. Make sense?
Yeah, and I have to do this, Ben.
Yeah.
I have to show you this right here.
The thumbnail?
You're not on there. Your name's not on the thumbnail.
I can't see it.
With Ben McMillan with an E.
I bet it's the graphic
I'm talking about.
The Instagram graphic?
Instagram.
Yeah, whatever you sent me. And I might have actually been looking at an old one because I've done this show a couple of times.
You might have been looking at an old one. I didn't put that one up.
No, that's okay. It's wrong. Ha.
Oh.
What? Okay. I spelled it two different ways? I even spelled it in the information correctly.
It's okay. As long as you keep calling me, I don't care.
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
Call me whatever you want.
Well, Ben, we need to know.
I started to sweat though. I was like, man, did I screw that up too?
We both did, which makes it more fun. But so, that's Ben, I have to do this because it is that time of the show. But there will be. I'm surprised we haven't had the comments in the comments about it. But Ben, we need a poop story from you, man.
You already asked me. I really don't have a good one. You asked me if I had one. The only one I have is, you know, I backpack in the wintertime and in the fall, like when all the leaves are down. So like you can see a lot farther in the wintertime than you can in the summer. There's a lot of places to hide in the summer in the bushes. Wintertime. So I'm already, you know, I'm a newbie at backpacking. It's like 10 years ago or so. And I think it's like late fall getting into winter. So you can just see it forever. And I'm trying to pick a spot where nobody can find me. And I took a stupid friend of mine with me. It was his first backpacking trip. And he kept trying to sneak around and had a camera pointing at me like he was taking my photo. And I basically got panicked and I didn't poop for 3 days. And I was so sick by the time I left there. I just couldn't. I was so scared. So he was going to take my photo. And that's my story. It's not a good one. That's it. That's all I know.
So what you found the cheat code on how to win the game.
Yeah. So, but yeah, pooping in the wintertime is kind of crazy, man. You can see for miles. Everybody can see us. And I think about that guy in the camera all the time. You know, he's joking. I think about that even to this day. There's someone out there with a camera taking a picture of my white butt.
Well, Roger Take a Hike Fitness said Nick's real name is Roger. So when you receive a message from Roger about the $100, you'll understand why.
Sure, Roger. Okay. Whatever.
Well, Ben, why don't you share with everybody how they can find you on all the socials and the videos and all that kind of stuff?
Okay. So Hilltop Packs is obviously our main business here. We also have Apex Giant. We also have Hilltop Packs Coffee. We also have our RGB Coffee. All those, they're everywhere. You can find us. Just Google us and print TikTok. I think the only one TikTok we have is for Hilltop Packs. I think that's the only TikTok one we have. YouTube. I have a stupid personal YouTube. I only post a couple times a year. So my backpacking trips, which no one watches those videos and they probably shouldn't. That's okay. So I don't know. I'm not a very good salesman.
Except you're a fantastic salesman and you are always awesome to have on here.
Oh, I appreciate you guys having me. I think you're one of the first shows I did years ago. So I appreciate the support.
Well, I don't know if you were reading the fake news, but one of the things that we let everybody know that this year Hilltop Packs we'll surpass $17 billion in revenue for 2023. And as a gift to the Backpacking Podcast for being the sole reason that you're so popular, Ben is buying new houses for Jeremiah and JK.
Yeah, sure. Done deal. We can do that tomorrow. You guys free tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow.
That's fine. And we're also being purchasing us some new Chevy Silverados. We really appreciate it, man.
Any particular color or just you guys? I mean, I'll pick you guys are, but you
know. If it's free, I'll take whatever color you pick, man.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, I want a motorcycle in the back of mine, please. Just
done deal. $17 billion. It's one for everybody in this chat. We'll give a Silverado for everybody in the chat and a motorcycle.
Well, either way, man, we appreciate you being on here, and obviously you'll be back on at some point because we can't appreciate not have you on here. So for myself, Jeremiah, man, thanks for being on here. And if you want to hang out just a few seconds in the green room, we'll get back with you in just a second.
Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Well, I'm going to get you off of there as soon as I can see you. And apparently things have moved around on my screen since we started.
If I just go like this.
So maybe we'll just keep you on here. We'll just keep you on here for now because that's kind of what's happening right now.
I'll just say real quick while we're wrapping up. Remember, next week there won't be a live stream. Our episode will come out Wednesday, October 4th. So make sure y'all.
Well, I'm still here.
He's still in there. And then our first live stream back, we got that hiking guy and all things outdoors coming on to talk about awesome trips that they've taken.
Not only that, but I'm really excited about talking with that hiking guy and Jeremy. Like,
yeah, dude, he's had a life-changing journey over the last year or so.
And they're doing some really cool stuff right now that's kind of awesome. I'm just going to say it. It's kind of awesome what they're doing right now, and I cannot wait to see where they're going to go with all this stuff. So absolutely. So I guess, Jeremiah, we're gonna get checked out of here. I don't know what happened to my controls. They just disappeared randomly.
Ben, come on back in here and say bye to everybody.
How's it going, guys?
Well, for myself and Jeremiah Stringer and Mr. Ben McMillan, we will catch you guys on the next one.
Adios.